Father, we just come before you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, right now, Father, we just declare, Lord, our allegiance. We declare, Lord God, your lordship. We declare, Father, our dependency completely and totally on you, Father. Lord, we have nowhere else to go but you. And Lord, there's nowhere else we need to go but you, Father. Because Lord, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the source of our provision. Lord, you are our peace in the storm. Lord, you are everything to us, Father God. And so this day, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are in control of all things, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are leading those that are yours on the path of life, Lord, and they walk with you. Lord, we walk with you, Lord, this day. And so, Lord, right now, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we just bind every demonic spirit, we bind every demonic force, we break it in Jesus' name, and we cast it out. Father, we pray, Lord God, and ask for the free flow of your Holy Spirit in this place, Lord God. We send every attack of the enemy back to where it came from, Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that your angels watch over us, Father, that you keep a guard and a hedge of protection around us, Lord God. Father, that you give wisdom and knowledge and insight to your people, Lord, in every situation, in what to do and how to do it. Lord, that you miraculously sustain, Father God. Lord, that you time and again, Father, provide a manna in the desert, Lord God, and rock, Lord God, from water from the rock. Father, you give, Lord God, to your people, to your children. You take care of them, Father, because they are yours. Lord God, they are the work of your hands. So Lord, this day, Father God, even Lord, this day, we ask and we pray, Lord, that you would give us the bread of life, Lord God. We pray, Father, that you, Lord Jesus, would speak your word and your truth, Father, to us this morning. Lord God, we need you, Father. Lord, there's nowhere else that we can go, Father. There's no program, Lord God, that we can run that, Lord, if it doesn't have you, Father, it's meaningless. It's a waste, Lord God. So, Father, we declare it as such, Father. And, Lord, we pray, Lord God, this day, Lord, the foundation that all we do, that all that we think, that all that we say would be in Christ Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord, we allow, Father God, and we ask that you would reveal, that you would expose, and that you would remove, Father God, all that which is not like you in this place. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, for your kingdom to come, your will to be done, Father God. Lord, we ask for that, Lord God. We yield ourselves unto that, Lord God. And Lord, this day, Father God, I get out of the way completely. Father, I pray, Lord, for the free flow of your Spirit in and through me. Lord, I acknowledge here openly, Father, that I have nothing in me, Lord God, that has anything to say but you, Father God. And it's your Spirit and your Word, Lord God, that I yield to, Father. So, Lord, have your way this day. And Lord, I pray, Father, that your Spirit would speak through. And Lord, that you would minister to the needs of your people this day, Father, for what it is that we need at this time. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray and we go forward. Amen. 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 Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Verse 1 says, "But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own power? In thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and they shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Okay. I've been thinking about, and God's been putting it some on my heart these days, about vision and about purpose. And I've been looking back, and I've been looking even scriptures and thinking about different things. The early church, when it was beginning, the beginning of this book of Acts, we see an incredible move of God opening up His truth and His way to His people. We see a time where all of a sudden thousands of people are coming and flocking to this truth that they hear. And any time that we've seen a move of God, we have always seen the deliberate effort of the enemy to infiltrate that work of the Lord. So even God is not opposed to killing some people to make a point. See, sometimes we get so high-minded in ourself, our importance, who we are in this world, my life, my whatever. And realize that you are the work of God's hands. And the very breath that we breathe is on loan from God. So every time you breathe a breath, that God gave you on loan. And one point you will give it back. So even the very breath that's in your body, the next one you're not guaranteed that you'll have it. So don't take for granted the time and the window of time that you're in this earth. Because it's very short for all of us. And even for wicked and sinful and worldly and servants of the devil, even for them, the breath that's in their body, God allows it to be there for a season. But all men are brought to account. Every person in this world is brought to account. And death is an appointment that every one of us has. Okay, so early church, now you have a time where things are going strong. So you have the word of the Lord coming forward, 3,000 getting saved, miracles, sharing of every resource. It's just an amazing time. And then, in the middle of that, we have two people. Now think about it on a natural level. Two people went and sold something. And here comes now this money to the early church and put at the apostles' feet to help the needs of the people. Okay, now God killed these guys for this. Wait, think about this for a second. God killed these guys for this. Man, scripture keeps telling us time and again, man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. So man looks at how did it look on the outside? How did it, did this one matched in practice, it seems like, the same thing like Barnabas did right before. So Barnabas did something and they're doing the exact same thing. And yet, God who looks at the heart at this point in time decides to expose this heart for all to see so that they can understand something. Alright, one is that your heart and your motivation and everything that you do and every reason why you do it is laid bare before God. He knows why you do what you do. He knows if you do what you do out of fear. He knows if you do it to try to please other men, other people. He knows if your intentions and your heart, though you might do something overtly that's good, is really evil. He knows if what you're doing is in connection with Him and under His leadership and under His guidance. For the most part, we don't know. Unless the Spirit of God would open up our discernment like He did for Peter, we wouldn't know where people are coming from most of the time. In fact, I think spiritual discernment is a gift in the body of Christ that's sorely lacking because people have gotten sidetracked. But ultimately, the God that sees all is the only one that at the end of this life, you will give an account of your life to. So He is the one that gives the amen on your life. Go to Ecclesiastes real quick. And chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 and 14 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Okay, so Solomon, richest man that ever lived, wisest man that ever lived. Took all of his wisdom and the money that he had and tried everything in the world. And at the conclusion of that, he said, all of it is meaningless. Bless you. He said, all of it's meaningless. And then he said, here's the conclusion of your life in the earth. Here's what matters. He said, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, every secret, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. See, sometimes because stuff is not brought into the light at this moment right now, we think that it's forgotten, it's okay. But Solomon gives a warning to the people. He says, look, all of it will be brought before the Father. So outside of the blood of Jesus, for one, all of us were completely done. Because if everything that we did from the time we were born in this earth and every transgression against the Spirit of God was laid bare, even a fraction of those, tiny little bit of that, how could any of us stand before a holy God? But God gives people time in the earth. Because He knows that we are frail, He knows that our lives are short, but He does give people time.
උන්වහන්සේ දන්නවා අපේ ජීවිත කැටි කියලා ඉතින් ඒ නිසා උන්වහන්සේ මේ පොළොව තුල අපිට කාලය දෙනවා
By and large he gives people enough time to choose a path and to go with it
ඉතින් උන්වහන්සේ අපිට හොඳ තරම් කාලය දීලා අපිට ඉඩ දෙනවා හොඳ මාර්ගය තෝරගෙන ඒක යන්න කියලා
To set their hearts on their true affection and to live with that. And then at that point, then it's just living that out for a period of time and then it's out, you're done. So now, you are and we are set free by the Spirit of God through Christ Jesus, yes? But, and for freedom he set us free. But in that process of setting us free, what has happened? The world seeks to corrupt that. The world seeks to bring you back. The world seeks to keep you from ever leaving this slave system. So back to Acts 5. Here comes some people with something that looks good. But God that sees the motivation of the heart, knowing where they're coming from, He says no. And I think we're coming back into a time again with the body of Christ globally where God is going to reveal and expose the hearts and the motives and the intentions of all those that are overtly doing things in the name of Jesus. So as the world continues to speed up, the darkness and the wickedness continues to escalate, God will also raise up His true church. And as His true church is raised up, also you will see the counterfeit, but God will make clear what's His. For those that have eyes to see and have ears to hear. So with this situation, why does the devil work to try to infiltrate like this? Anyone? Why does the devil work to try to infiltrate the church like this? To steal, to kill, and to destroy, yes. Which is what he does.
Now,
I have a news flash for you. This has happened many, many times since then, and many, many times they happily took that money and invited them in, and they are now on the leadership board and the team, and they are elders in the church, and they run the Sunday schools. This pattern has been repeated time and time and time again. The enemy, which comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, works with a human agent that is given over and allowed place for His operation in their life. So someone that hasn't come clean before the Spirit of God, someone that hasn't allowed the Spirit of God to reveal and to expose and to open up their heart and to clean out all the gunk, that the devil, somebody that says, this is mine, I'm going to hold on to this, the devil finds an open place there. And with those that we always go back to that scripture, how can two walk together lest they be agreed in Amos 3:3? Here, husband and wife in total agreement to test the Spirit of God.
Amos 3:3.
You can come into a very strong agreement with somebody to go in the wrong direction. You can come into a very strong agreement with somebody to do something very, very stupid. Someone patting you on the back saying, hey, this is a great idea. Can be just about to take you to your death in front of the Spirit of God. So just because you have somebody telling you, let's go this way, be careful. So now here, this pattern has been repeated again and again. What happens? Something of benefit is offered. But the spirit behind it is not clean. The spirit behind it is not the Spirit of God. And God reveals and exposes it because He is keeping and maintaining the vision of His true church. And so rather than taking that in and receiving that and allowing for that to come into the whole mix, God exposes it and it scares everybody. Probably scared Ananias and Sapphira a lot. They probably scared Ananias and Sapphira a lot. I mean, can you imagine if the motive and the intention of your heart in everything that you did was revealed right away, right after you did it? Okay, that will happen. It's just how long between the time that you did it and it's actually exposed. Because back to Ecclesiastes 12, it says, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So all of it, everything you've ever done in your life will be seen and known for what it is. And if it was not done in connection with the Spirit of God, it was a waste. If it was not done by His leading and His direction, it doesn't last, but two, it could probably get you killed.
ඒ වගේම අපි දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ මඟ පෙන්වීම යටතේ උන්වහන්සේගෙන් අහන්න නැතුව කරපු දෙයක් නම් ඒක නාස්තියක් වෙනවා විතරක් නෙමෙයි ඒ දේ අපිම විනාශ කරනවා.
Song of Solomon.
Solomon ගේ ගීතිකා කියන මේක.
Chapter 2 verse 15.
දෙවෙනි එකේ 15 වෙනි පදය.
Says take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for vines have tender grapes. The
215.
The little foxes that spoil the vine. The fly that messes up the perfume. You get that bug in there. So Song of Solomon is a case of it's a love book, love story. And this love that we have, this connection we have with the Spirit of God, it needs to be protected. You have to care for it. You have to nurture it. You have to watch over it. God's love and His mercy is new each and every day with His people. With when the children of Israel were in the desert and they're walking through this desert, every day God fed them. He didn't give them 1 year supply and leave them. So God is involved with His people continuously. But His people constantly strayed from Him. They stray like sheep, they go astray. So there's responsibility that we have. You know, fear the Lord, keep His commandments. Know that the motivation of your heart is He knows where you're coming from. See, this is where repentance comes in. It's a beautiful thing. When you and I come and we are in the presence of God and the light of the Spirit of God convicts our hearts. When we say, my goodness, the world might think that I'm okay and I might have this appearance of that, but God, I need you. You say, God, I am lost without you. And then He in His mercy opens that up to us. He works in our spirits and in our hearts. And from that place he lifts us up, He saves us. But now it's a walk that we do. So now CCS as an organization. This was something that God did. This was not something that people sat down, got the funding from some donor, or some, and sketched out a log frame and did this whole thing. CCS began with just a few people that were led by the Spirit of God to do something, and He continues even this day to lead them to do something, and they just do what the Spirit of God shows them to do. But along that way comes Ananias and Sapphira. With? What do they come with? Something of benefit. Something of... money is always a big one, yes? Now, money, when there was also a need. Do you see that? The reason people were bringing money and laying it at the apostles' feet was because there was a need in the church. There were a lot of people that had come to Jerusalem for Pentecost. And so as all of these people were there, and there were all of a sudden there were all these people coming to Christ, and they were there and they're staying longer than they were planning, these people had some natural needs. So in a time of need, what happens? Lucifer comes through human agents to offer something that seems to meet the need, but the spirit behind it will corrupt that which God is doing. Remember Jesus in the wilderness, 40 days of fasting? You're kind of hungry, aren't you, Jesus? Yeah. Same principle, same thing. New shape. So here, we have another manifestation of the same wile of the devil. We are not ignorant of the devil's schemes. You know, sometimes I'm amazed how quick people are to take money in this world that are Christians. They call themselves Christians. You know, even when the Pharisees had Jesus killed, even they didn't take the money back that they'd used to kill Jesus. They said, this is blood money and we can't put it into the temple treasury. How many people do you know that would have happily taken that into whatever treasury or bank account they had? And people criticize the Pharisees. Even they understood a principle there. It's not about money. It's about the Spirit of God. And God, I've seen now more and more what happens to people, individuals, organizations that lose that focus and allow for this critical point in time for them to get taken off course.
ඉතින් ගොඩක් හොඳන ආයතන ඉන්න මනුෂ්‍යයන් ඉන්නවා මේ වගේ අවස්ථාවකදී මේ වගේ අවස්ථාවකදී සැබවින්ම හරියටම යම්කිසි අවස්ථාවක මුහුණ දුන්නාම ඔවුන් කොහොමද ඉවතට ගිහිල්ලා ක්‍රියා කරන්නේ.
So allow, we have to allow, even here in this place, the Spirit of God to reveal and expose. It's a good time to start saying, hey, we can cut some things out. You know, when somebody gardens and they have a tree and some of these branches shouldn't be there, what do they do? Yeah, they prune, they cut it off, they get rid of the things that shouldn't be on that tree. So God is the gardener. Well, he's the husbandman. We're connected in him. So as he starts revealing and exposing these things, we should allow for him to say, this has got to go. So God wants his church. He wants his church, ultimately, each and every person to be one that's in a loving connection with him, that walks their life out with him. It's not about a program. It's not about a project. Because all of us, in every program and every project, none of us are going to be here 100 years from now. 100 years from now, all of us are gone. Every child in the baby clinic 100 years from now won't be here. Every person that got a tsunami house 100 years from now won't be here. Every brother at Powerhouse 100 years from now won't be here. Every child in the school, you see, every time is stamped on all of this. So constantly the voice of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Prophet was, get back, get back, get back to where it was, get back to that first love. Think back in your own life when you met the Spirit of God. When God opened up your heart and your mind to who He was. And you receive that love in your heart. What was that like? Was that very complicated? No, it was a beautiful, simple thing. You needed help and he helped you. You felt alone and all of a sudden now you found out that you weren't, that the God of this universe is there with you. You had guilt, shame, regret, remorse, all of that for what life had been, and now all of a sudden you have found peace. But on the pathway of life, as things had gone on for longer, you forget. People forget. You know, it's interesting that We're called sheep. I was listening to this one guy talking about sheep recently, and he just said they're not the smartest animals in the world. They're dumb. They're very dumb. They need a shepherd. If they don't have a shepherd, they'll go all over the place. They're completely defenseless. Have you ever seen a sheep, a tough sheep? So, we are the sheep of His pasture. We don't have the capability to understand and fight this world and the world system. We don't have in and of ourselves, in our own ability, the ability to see where the motives and the hearts and the attentions of things are coming from. If it was not for the Spirit of God leading and guiding us, all of us would have been done a long time ago. But God, in His mercy, reaches out to us day in and day out. After verse 11, going back to Acts chapter 5, verse 11 says, "And great fear came upon all the church and upon many that heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folk and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." Okay, so God, after the pruning process happens, does it look less or more fruitful? Is it less or more? So, why is it then that we're so oftentimes see that people are so afraid to let go of anything that might come their way? Do you trust God? Do you trust His promises? Do you believe that He will take care of His people?
අපි විශ්වාස කරනවාද උන්වහන්සේගේ සෙනඟව උන්වහන්සේ බලා ගන්නවා කියලා.
Do you believe that Matthew 6 is true? If you seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, that he will take care of your needs.
අපි විශ්වාස කරනවාද මැතේව 6 කියන එක හරි කියලා? ඒ කියන්නේ සැලමුකට උන්වහන්සේගේ රාජ්‍ය ධර්මිෂ්ඨකම හේවම ඉතුරු අවශ්‍යතාවයන් උන්වහන්සේ අපිට ලබා දෙනවා කියලා.
Or is it so still locked into the world that we just put a Christian label on it, but we're petrified?
එහෙම නැත්නම් අපි හරියටම මේ ලෝකේ තියෙන ක්‍රමයට හිර වෙලා අපේ ඒ ක්‍රමයට අපි හිර වෙලා ඉන්නවා.
See, the Father wants to keep his people in line with the vision that he gave you, that he put in your heart to do.
මෙය පියාණන් වහන්සේට අවශ්‍ය වෙන්නේ උන්වහන්සේ විසින් අපේ හදවත් වලට දැම්මා වූ දර්ශනය මත අපි එකට යයි කියන එකයි.
And it's very easy to get sidetracked and railroaded into other things if you don't stay close to the Spirit of God.
ඉතින් ඉතාමත් ලේසි අපි උන්වහන්සේගේ ආත්මයට කිසි වෙලා හිටියේ නැත්නම් ඉතාමත් ලේසි වෙන කාරක හැරිලා යන්න.
Okay. Paul, great example. When Paul was given his instruction, when Paul was given his original instruction by the Spirit of God, who was he sent to? Do you remember this? No. Barnabas and Paul worked together, but who was Paul sent to when Paul was given his instruction? Okay, Matthew chapter 26. Acts. Verse 14 says, the second part of it says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. So Saul is knocked to the ground on the way to Damascus. Jesus says, look, you're not going to win. And verse 15 says, and I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
එතන කියනවා 14 සිට 15 සිට ගත්තොත් මමද ස්වාමිනු ස්වාමිනියම කවුද යසුවෙනි ස්වාමින් වහන්සේට මම නම් නුඹ පීඩා කරන යේසුස්ය නමුත් නැගිට කෙලින් සිටින මක් නිසාද යම් යම් දේ සඳහා නුඹ මා දුටු යෙහිද නුඹට ප්‍රකාශ වන්නේද ඒ දේවල් ගැන නුඹ සේවකයෙක්ද සාක්ෂිකාරයෙක්ද කොට නියම කරන පිණිස මම නුඹට පෙනෙන්නේ සෙනඟගෙන්ද අන්‍ය ජාතීන්ගෙන්ද නුඹ ගලවන්නේ මා කෙරේ ඇදහිමෙන් ඔවුන් කවු සමාවත පිරිසිදු කරනු ලැබූ අයවලුන් අතරෙහි උරුමයක් ලබන පිණිස ඔවුන් අන්ධකාරයේ නාලෝකයට සාතන්ගේ බලයෙන් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ වෙතට හැරෙන ලෙස ඔවුන්ගේ ඇස් පහදවන්ට ඔවුන් වෙතට නුඹ යවමි කිසේක.
So the vision and the mission that God had given Paul was, you are to be the witness and the minister to the Gentiles.
උන්වහන්සේ පාවුට දුන්නු දර්ශනය තමයි කාරණාව කරන්න දුන්නු වැඩේ තමයි අන්‍ය ජාතීන් ඉදිරියේ ගිහිල්ලා උන්වහන්සේ ගැන ප්‍රකාශ උන් දැක්ක දෙයට සාක්ෂිකාරයක් වෙන්න.
But Paul also had a personal thing, his love in his heart for the Jews and the Jewish people.
නමුත් පාවුල්ට තිබුණ ඔහුගේ පුද්ගලික අදහසක් සහ ඔහුගේ පුද්ගලික ඇදහිලිමක් තිබුණා.
Now God was using Peter for the Jews. Doesn't that seem a little bit messed up? Because Peter seemed like this rough, rugged fisherman would be the best for the Gentiles. Paul, with all of his education and all of his understanding, would have seemed like he would have been the best one for the Jews to me. But God many times doesn't use the people you think for that should be used for the jobs that He then assigns them to. But with Paul, when Paul was being sent to the Gentiles, look at what happened. Time and again, as he was going through, there was miracles happening. The church was being raised up. It was being built. And then at one point, Paul thought, okay, I'll go to Jerusalem. What did Jesus tell him there? They won't accept your words about me here. But maybe it was just because he had so much success or whatever, but he decided to go back there, and what ended up happening? Before he knew it, he was in jail? Before he knew it, he was in jail when he got to Jerusalem. But the jail is not the issue. His ministry was paralyzed for 3 years. In verse 27 of chapter 26, even when Paul's talking to King Agrippa, he says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. 26? Yeah, 26 and 27. Or 27 and 28, sorry. In chapter 26. Yeah. Chapter 26 to verse 27 and 28. So now almost will get you to hell.
Sorry?
Almost will get you to hell. It won't get you. It's not good enough with Jesus. The closest that Paul sees to anybody coming to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ is Agrippa saying almost 3 years after he's been in Jerusalem. Paul's ministry was on hold the whole time he was in Jerusalem. And it wasn't until Paul was sent to Rome that all of a sudden now people were getting saved in the jails and people were now coming to the Father again. So there were some things that for Paul, this is not where you're supposed to be. This is not what you're supposed to be involved with. I've got others that are doing that job. And so you have two different things that we kind of touched on today. One was, all right, you have the mission and the vision that God has given you, and here comes the enemy to try to steer you off another direction. To infiltrate, to corrupt, and to offer you something that seems good. But the spirit behind it is not the spirit of God, and it's not something that you take in to yourself. And the other one is the original mission and vision that God gave you.
ඊළඟට තමයි දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපිට හරියටම දුන්නු දර්ශනයක් මෙහෙවරක්.
Not to play with that. Because at the end of the day, God wants us to be positionally correct in the spirit and the body of Christ. So this is one for each of us to search before the Spirit of God. Lord, am I where you want me to be, doing what you want me to be doing? If it's not CCS, by all means, go. Go to be where God wants you to be. This place, this vision of this organization when it was started here was, if you don't have Jesus, you're in trouble. You're not going to make it. And if that's not the heart and the burning and the call that you feel in your own heart, then maybe you have to wonder why you're here. So there's a lot of nice things that this place does, but all of the stuff that it does is because of that connection, and ultimately because people need this truth. And so we just, it's when Jesus preached the gospel, afterwards he helped some natural needs as well. Yeah, sure. But it's about the gospel, it's about the truth. So if that goes, everything goes. So we'll stop here for today, but just for allow the Spirit of God to search you, because He already knows. He knows where your motive and your heart is already. So be honest with the Spirit of God, because all things are already going to be made known anyways. And maybe you need to spend some time with Him and ask Him, Lord, clarify this vision again. Show me where it is that you want me to be. I don't want to be out of step and out of place with you. I don't want to be tricked by a device of the devil that gets me in something you don't want me to be in. The prayers my dad taught me is, Lord, if I'm missing it, please correct me and keep me on that right track. So allow your life to always be constantly brought back to the feet of God, to stay in step with Him. Listen for the voice of the shepherd. And just go with what he shows you.